Welcome to the Know God Podcast, our weekly discussion with Dr. Jeff Colburn, where we learn about Jesus and how we can develop a relationship with God. Jeff earned his PhD in Bible exposition and is the founder of the Safe Harbor Digital Community, an online space where all are welcome to explore God. I am your co-host, Angela, and I cannot wait to get to today's discussion. Hello.
Hi, Angela.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Glad you're here. Okay, so what are we going to discuss today?
Well, Angela, today I want to talk about one of those two needs that provide us a sense of self-worth, and that's significance, right? It's that need that has a major influence on how we live our lives.
Okay, so just so our audience understands this, how would you define significance and self-worth?
Well, significance is our need for purpose, right? We want our lives to have meaning. We need to feel important. We need to feel adequate. We want our lives to be impactful, right? And then self-worth, right, or personal worth, is that acceptance of oneself as a whole and real person.
So you mentioned significance is one of the two needs for our self-worth. What is the other need?
Well, the other need is security. Right, we need that permanent sense of acceptance. We want to be loved unconditionally. And we'll talk more about security in a future episode. But today, I really want to talk about significance.
Okay, that sounds great. So you said that significance is our need for purpose. How do people meet this need?
Well, we start with our basic assumptions. And that's what we believe will make us significant. So we set goals to meet these basic assumptions, and they become our motivation, right? We're expending energy to meet these goals. We believe achieving these goals will fill that need for significance. So our definition for success is meeting goals that we believe will make us significant. So we believe we have successfully met our need for significance.
Jeff, this sounds like something you would say. First you do this, then you do this, and then you do this. So it can't be that simple. I think a lot of people struggle with knowing their sense of purpose and what goals to set.
Yeah, it isn't that simple. Unfortunately, we make it more difficult than it needs to be. Our goals are based upon our basic assumptions, and they're influenced by the world around us, right? There's clear messaging of what society believes will make us significant, right? You just look at what society holds up as important, right? You see wealth, fame, influence, power, material, right? This is what the world has defined as goals that will make us significant. So we become motivated to reach these goals, right? We look at what will make us wealthy and influential. And a lot of us believe that will be our careers, right? So our basic assumption becomes that a career will reach that goal of wealth, where wealth will meet that need for significance, right? So we become motivated to build a career to reach that goal of wealth.
So what happens if you don't reach these goals?
Well, this impacts that need for significance, right? And it's going to hurt that sense of self-worth, right? People might even start feeling worthless. Right, so again, let's go back to career, since society places such a high value on this. You know, we could say career is probably one of the things most closely tied to somebody's identity. Like if you throw a name at me, I could probably tell you what they do. I probably don't know anything else about them, but I know their name and what they do. That's just what a value we place on career. So say somebody gets laid off, and it's no fault of their own. It's just, you know, corporate downsize, and they get laid off. They're still going to have that hit to their self-worth, right? Because they're going to think, well, I wasn't good enough. If I was good enough, I wouldn't have been laid off. Somebody else would have been laid off, right? So they feel like they're falling short of that goal, right? You know, they're not building that career that's going to lead to that goal of wealth, which is going to lead to that need for significance. So anytime it's impacted, you have an impact of self-worth.
So that sounds like it could cause a lot of stress. So trying to figure out how to advance, excuse me, worrying about being laid off.
Yeah, exactly. And it can also result in misguided priorities and poor behavior, right? There's three things people struggle with when you work off world-based basic assumptions. Sometimes you may believe that goal is unreachable, right? And that's going to cause like guilt, and self-deprecation, right? So you start becoming critical of yourself, right? You start beating yourself down because you think you're gonna fall short of this goal. You're not gonna be able to reach this goal. Or you might believe there's external obstacles between you and this goal, and it could be a person. So you could start resenting a person because you believe they stand between you and your goal. Or there's that fear of failure, right? That fear of failure, where you might even stop pursuing a goal because you don't want to take that hit to your self-worth should you fall short.
So you mentioned it a couple of times now, and I get a sense that there may be a problem with our basic assumptions.
Yeah, as I mentioned, our basic assumptions are influenced by worldly beliefs, right? We have internal assumptions that are influenced by external forces. So wrong beliefs result in wrong assumptions. Wrong assumptions will result in wrong goals and misdirected motivations. So if we go back to that example that believing wealth will bring significance, our sense of self-worth will be tied to wealth, as we believe, you know, it's going to meet our need for significance. And we see examples of this every day. Like, I remember this guy, he sold his house and he bought a house one street over. And the reason he did this is because living on the street he moved to was highly regarded, right? It's considered a status symbol if you lived on this certain street. And he wasn't even shy about it. He would tell you that the reason he sold his house and moved one street over, even though it was the same size house, not like he upgraded house or anything, it looked almost like exactly the same house. And he'd tell you he did it because he wanted to live on this particular street, because that was going to give him, or he thought it was going to give him that or fill that need of significance.
This is a conversation you and I have a lot. So is having wealth wrong?
Not at all, right? So having wealth is only wrong when we believe that it's going to meet that need for significance, right? So if we remember what Jesus tells us, you know, he doesn't say money is evil. He says the love of money is evil. And that's because we see what happens when people pursue wealth for the sake of wealth, right? They're willing to sacrifice other areas of their lives to achieve it, right? The people go as far as sabotaging others. They'll walk over people to get ahead. And like, I remember this one guy I worked with, he would take credit for everything other people did. You know, he would go to meetings, he wouldn't tell us about the meetings, he'd go there by himself with the leadership, and he would take credit for everybody's work. It got so bad that people gave him the nickname Jack Bauer, right? Just like the character from that series 24, he made it appear that, like, he did everything without help from anybody else. And, you know, he was an opportunist. And so he was taking advantage of our work and our, you know, our achievements to make himself look good. And unfortunately, he was successful, right? He got promoted. He was highly regarded because leadership thought he was indispensable because he was taking credit for other people's work. So he had no integrity, but he was achieving his goal of career advancement on the backs of others.
We see people every day appear to reach these goals. And people model themselves after them, hoping to achieve the same result. It doesn't look as bad as you make it out to be. Some would say that it is even good and inspires them.
Well, what we see is a minority of people, and they're only going to show us what they want us to see, right? So they may achieve wealth and influence. You know, and if that's a goal, you know, we share with them, right? We're going to want to follow their path, right? So, but the question becomes, is whether that person who achieved the wealth and influence, you know, has it really met their need for significance? Yes, they met the goal, but has it met the need? But often, you know, these are empty victories, right? When we achieve these wrong goals, it's empty, right? You might experience a temporary sense of accomplishment or satisfaction, but there's still something missing. There's that empty feeling inside. So they start looking for that next thing that, you know, they believe will provide significance. That's why, you know, when we see people we believe, you know, have reached it, that, you know, they reached that goal, we see them going after that next thing. And we're baffled because we'd be saying things like, well, if I had that kind of money, I'd be done. I'd disappear to an island or something like that. But they're where we are, right? That they're pursuing the wrong beliefs on what's going to provide significance, right? So they continue to chase wealth, power, status, material. They're fully invested in these wrong beliefs, you know, and they're setting goals from wrong basic assumptions on what they think is going to, you know, meet that need for significance. But, you know, if you look beyond their wealth and celebrity status, often you see their life is like a complete train wreck, right? It's like a debris field of broken relationships. So, you know, they're willing to sacrifice everything and anyone to achieve these goals. And it becomes this vicious cycle. You know, as they meet one goal that doesn't meet their need, they set a new one. And I know this because I was on this cycle, right? When I became a leading engineer, I was running my own company, right? I started setting new goals, right? Because I thought I reached goals and I didn't have that sense of significance. So I started setting new ones and I called them personal challenges, right? And I wrote and produced a movie. You know, I ran marathons. I completed triathlons. I became an Ironman. I was stuck in this cycle, right? I was just achieving goals, but I still, after that temporary sense of accomplishment, again, I had that emptiness where I was feeling unfulfilled and I wasn't feeling that my need for significance wasn't being met.
So what happens when you are stuck in this cycle?
Well, ultimately, you're going to reach a point of despair, right? So no matter what goal you achieve, it's not going to meet that need for significance, right? So you're just continuously repeating the cycle, and at some point it becomes hopeless because no matter what you do, you're not going to meet the need. And a lot of people, you know, they might even be stuck on that first goal. And so what they do is they live this life, right, this constant battle with anxiety and depression as they, you know, they continue to chase these false goals.
So you said it yourself, you, like most people, were working from the wrong basic assumptions. So where do we find the right ones?
Well, Angela, our significance and sense of self-worth can only be found in God. That's how we were created, right? Paul tells us that, you know, we are God's workmanship, right? We're created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand so that we may walk in them, right? This verse tells us that our need for significance is met by Jesus. Our real purpose and sense of importance are available through Christ only. Our life is significant as it's part of God's plan. We're created in His image, and He has given us everything we need to accomplish His purpose for our lives. So we have to eliminate our wrong beliefs and start working from a God-centered basic assumption, right? We're no longer to envy or compare ourselves with others, you know, because we're given a role by God as part of His body. And He's provided every person with significance. Everybody has a meaningful purpose for their life. So whatever role God has given you, He has equipped you to function adequately. So you have to see yourself adequate in Christ. And all our need for purpose, importance, adequacy, and impact are met by God. We don't need to look outside of God to meet this need because it's never going to be met outside of God.
Well, I definitely agree with that. And we can only find real significance through Christ. Excuse me. Yet I see Christians continue to struggle with anxiety and depression. Many of their goals appear to be the same as non-Christians.
And that's true. It's a journey, right? And, you know, as we talked about before, it's a journey. And it doesn't happen overnight, you know, because we still battle with wrong beliefs. Right? We still have that worldly influence on our basic assumptions. And our relationship with God is still maturing, right? So we may not fully trust Him to meet this need.
So what should people do when they find themselves pursuing the wrong goals?
Well, you have to remember your single goal is obedience to God. You have to trust that, you know, He has given you all that you need and that He will accomplish, you know, His will through you, right? So, you know, we pray when we're feeling inadequate. We have to remind ourselves that, you know, God has designed us perfectly to meet His purpose. And you have to accept yourself, right? No longer can you sit around thinking only if I was smarter, if I was more talented, if I was more athletic. No, our goal is to glorify God and center our life in His will, right? We're blessed with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, so you have to listen to His promptings and convictions to follow God's will.
Jeff, thank you so much for sharing that with us today. It sounds like, it sounds like a lot of us are still seeking significance outside of God. I look forward to hearing about how He meets our need for security. I hope everyone else found today's discussion as helpful as I have. Thank you, everyone, for being part of the Know God podcast. Please join us every Monday as we learn more about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. If you found this episode helpful, please leave us a review. We would love to hear from you. Also, please join the Safe Harbor community at digitalsafeharbor.com, a safe online space where you can ask questions, share your experiences and struggles, and engage in honest conversation. Until next week, have a great day and God bless.